Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a very brief ayah, he says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِصَبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And seek the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isti'ana, seek help from Allah ta'ala. بِصَبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. With sabr in salah. Sad, sad. Sabr in salah. In English, patience in prayer. P and P. So, sabr in salah, patience in prayer. بِصَبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And verily, this is very heavy, except it is heavy upon everyone to do this. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Except for those whose hearts are humble and who have khushu' in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them it is easy. They're the only exception. Otherwise, it is difficult. It is heavy. Who are the khashi'een? وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. It is difficult. It is heavy, except for those who have khushu'. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. Those who have this conviction, they have this yaqeen that they are going to meet their Rabb. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And towards him, they must return. Those who have the strong belief in the hereafter and returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the khashi'een. For them, it is very easy. Otherwise, this is difficult indeed. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here starts off not by commanding us for giving us an obligation to pray or be patient. That is not the amr, that's not the command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking out for our needs and saying, Ista'inu, seek help from me. The command here is not be patient and pray and do this and do that, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that seek help from me whenever you have needs, then I'm ready to help you and I'm teaching you how to reach out to me. This is not a mere obligation. This is a way out, a rescue rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, that hold on to this and I will save you from your predicaments. I will save you from all the challenges and tests and trials that you are going through. There is a very beautiful relationship between these two commands, sabr and salah, as this is a moment for us in the morning to reflect, daybreak reflections, I believe it's called. So subhanAllah, these two commands, there is something for us to reflect on. What is the relationship between sabr and salah? Sabr is internal. It is the inner discipline, the habsun nafs, squashing down on the nafs, containing that nafs, that ammara bisu, that is compelling us, pushing us towards evil. That internal battle to engage in that against the nafs, that is sabr. And salah is the external dimension. It is connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To squash down on the nafs is the sabr, and then to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the salah. Allahu Akbar. So what happens is different challenges will come in our life. Sabr will restrain the ego, the nafs, from panicking, from uttering things against the order of Allah, the wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabr will control that. And salah will redirect the heart towards the actual solver of all problems, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After saying this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentions sabr and salah, he doesn't say, وَإِنَّهُمَا, and both of these things are difficult. وَإِنَّهُمَا. Rather, Allah ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. Ha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring back to isti'ana, seeking help. That seeking help is what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us. He's saying, seek help from me. And seeking help, it should be easy. This is a great irony. Why is it that seeking help has become difficult? Seeking help has become difficult because there is lack of yaqeen in us that this is truly a means of seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only exception from this is illa ala al-khashi'een, except for those who have khushu', whose hearts are humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's noteworthy here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if pay attention to this point, is not saying that, okay, salah is hard, except for those who pray little. Like praying 20 rakat is a burden. Unless you pray 2 or 4, then it's less of a burden. SubhanAllah, that's not the case. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that for many people, the 2 rakat or the 4 rakat of the farad, that may be more burdensome than the 20 rakat of the tarawih. The 20 rakat of the tarawih is enjoyable for the khashi'een, followed by 8 rakat of their tahajjud, and many more rakat, many long and lengthy rakat is actually enjoyable for them, and the 4 rakat may become a pain. The difference is those who have khushu' and those who lack khushu'. So Allah Ta'ala did not say it is difficult. Except for those who pray little, yes, they pray a little bit, it'll be easy for them. No. Subhanallah, that which is a burden for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask Bilal radiallahu anhu, arihna ya Bilal, oh Bilal, give us comfort. Call the adhan so we can gain comfort from salah. Inama ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of my eyes has been placed in the salah. So salah, it is not easier if it's shorter, it's easier and more enjoyable if there is khushu' in the salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that khushu'. And why is it difficult? It's not because of the physical burden. Taking the same point further, primarily because it's difficult upon the body. The reason the salah is a burden that we are feeling, it is because it is a burden on our nafs. So our nafs enjoys freedom. Our nafs enjoys doing whatever it likes. Whereas in salah, what do we have to do? We have to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to qumu lillahi qanitin, follow the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to every single position. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to pray, sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli, pray salah the way you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salah. And this restriction on the nafs, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what makes it rebel against it and not want to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and makes it more difficult. My dear respected brothers, we see the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not that when you feel good and everything is well in your life, then you have the luxury and time to perform salah. Rather, when a person is going through challenges, going through difficult times, that's when a person should resort to salah, resort to extra salah on top of the farad obligations. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's condition was kana idha hazabahu amrun fazi'a ila salah. When he had any challenges in his life, he would not go to salah, he would rush to salah. This is the examples we find of the sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in too. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu was traveling, he heard the news of his khala ummul mu'minin maymuna radiyallahu anha passing away. He stopped his camel and got off, and he performed 2 rakat salah, and then he quoted this ayah, and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wasta'inu bisabri wasalah, seek the help from Allah through patience and through salah. We are now going through the month of Ramadan, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity that there are days and there are nights. The days are the days where we practice sabr, and the nights are the nights when we practice salah. So in the day we have sabr, and in the night we have salah. And with the combination of these two, inshallah, we can develop our nafs to become nafs mutma'inna, inshallah. Squash that nafs, develop that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become among the khashi'een. The khashi'een are those, when they are performing salah, they are performing salah ka'annaka tarahu, as if they can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are aware of who they are communicating with. Salah, instead of being a punishment, is an opportunity of munajat, of presenting one's needs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're enjoying that, they're having that halawa and sweetness of that. It's not a task, but it is a liqa. It is a meeting. It is a meeting of the lover with his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the beginning, like medicine, it may be bitter, but if you continue with it and work on it and have istiqamah, then inshallah, this will become a means of enjoyment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. What are some take-home action points? Is that for our salah, if we arrive early, right? Because rushing, it will kill the khushu'. Few minutes early. Then, before we start the salah, reorient ourselves. Say, inni wajahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal arda hanifan. That I turn my face away from all of the makhluq, and I'm now standing in front of my khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who's fatara samawati wal arda, the one who has originated and created the heavens and the earth. And then, when we say Allahu Akbar takbir al-tahrima, we turn ourselves away from, as if we are traveling away from the world around us. That is why when you come back, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Even though you are right there next to your companions, your brothers on your right and your left, you still say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, because you just returned from your mi'raj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And start working on understanding what you're reciting. La'allakum ta'qilun. So you may understand, tatafakkaroon, tatadhakkaroon. So you may ponder and reflect. So learn what we are reciting in salah. Surah al-Fatiha, whatever surahs we are reciting, to learn the meaning will help. And of course, shortening, taking care of the distractions. whether it's turning our phones off, keeping our gazes lowered, so that we do not have external distractions. And inshallah, likewise, after salah, to make istighfar, to make adhkar, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for whatever deficiencies there were in the performance of the salah. So this is something that we cannot achieve just by wishing, but we have to make an effort for. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all among the khashi'een and allow us to benefit from sabr and salah with this gift given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek help from Him in all the challenges of life. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.